Chapter 2. The Little Prince's Planet. It took me a long time to learn where he came from. The little prince asked many questions, but never answered any. I had to learn about him from little clues. The first time he saw my airplane, for instance, he asked, "What is that?" When I told him, he laughed annoyingly. "So you fell out of the sky too? What planet are you from?" You can imagine how many questions I had about other planets. I tried to learn more, but he wouldn't talk. Later, I learned that the planet he came from was not much bigger than a house. It didn't surprise me. There are hundreds of little planets without names. The big ones like Earth and Mars get names, but the smaller ones get numbers like asteroid 325. And every day, I learned a little bit more. On the third day, I learned about the baobab problem. You see, baobabs are giant trees. And on the little prince's planet, there were many baobab seeds. You must pull them out as soon as you know that they are baobabs. The problem is that they look like other plants when small. If you wait too long to try to pull them out, they become too strong, and too many baobab tree roots will make a small planet burst into pieces. Oh, little prince, bit by bit, I came to understand the secrets of his sad little life. For a long time, his only entertainment was the quiet pleasure of watching sunsets. On the prince's tiny planet, all he needed to do was move his chair a few steps to see a sunset. He could see the day end and the twilight falling whenever he liked. "One day," he said to me, "I saw the sunset 44 times." On the little prince's planet, there were simple flowers. These flowers would appear in the grass one morning and disappear by nighttime. They were pretty but ordinary. However, there was one special flower who came from far away, and she took her time as a flower bud. She spent days getting ready to show herself. And when the bud finally opened, she was absolutely beautiful. The prince thought she was amazing, but she acted like a princess. She was vain, and she tormented the prince with her vanity. She asked the prince for a wall to block the wind. She also got a glass top to go over her during the night. The prince took great care of her because he loved her, but over time, he got tired of listening to her complaints. "I shouldn't have minded what she said," he told me one day. "In those days, I didn't understand anything. Now I know that actions are more important than words. My beautiful little flower perfumed my planet and made my life interesting. I should have paid attention to what she did, not what she said. I should have ignored her vanity. I should never have run away. I was too young to know how to love her." On the morning that he left, he put his planet in perfect order. He carefully cleaned out his active volcanoes. There were two of them. And they were useful for warming his breakfast in the morning. He also had one volcano that was extinct. But, as he said, one never knows. So he cleaned that volcano out too. If they are well cleaned out, volcanoes burn slowly and steadily without any eruptions. On Earth, we are much too small to clean out our volcanoes. That is why they cause us so much trouble. The little prince also pulled up all of the little baobab trees. He did not think that he would ever come back. But all these familiar tasks seemed sweet to him on his last day. And when he watered the special flower for the last time, he was very close to tears. He held her glass top in his hands as he said goodbye to her. At first, she didn't answer him. Then she coughed, but it was not because she had a cold. "I have been silly," she said to him at last. "I ask your forgiveness. Try to be happy." She was very nice, and it surprised him. He stood there without moving. He was confused. "Of course I love you," the flower said to him. It is my fault that you never knew. It's not important. But you were just as silly as I was. Try to be happy. Put the glass top down. I don't want it. My cold isn't that bad, and the night air will do me good. I am a flower. Besides, I need to put up with 2 or 3 caterpillars if I want butterflies. You will be far away, and I will need some new friends. Then she added, You have decided to go away. Now go! Don't stay here any longer. For she did not want him to see her crying. She was such a proud flower.